The Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
On Monday, January 21st, many schools and businesses in the Ozarks, including Missouri State University, will be closed in honor of Martin Luther King Day. But the campus won't be all quiet on that day. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Dr. Ken Coopwood is a vice president for diversity and inclusion at Missouri State University. He said Missouri State University has a responsibility to teach students about why this day is celebrated.
First and foremost, the university has an academic mission, and the work of any institution of higher education is to educate its constituency about the various components of the society into which we graduate our students. And cultural competency and participation in cross-cultural activities is very much a part of the academic agenda as anything else.
Many in the Missouri State University community will participate in events in celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
We have two things going on actually that day. Beginning at 9:30, we have the Freedom March. This year, it's themed We March On, and co-themed Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. And I think that's a very significant in terms of title this year, because we are in a society where collaborative work is really the key to sustaining the history that has made the dream worth dreaming, if you will, over the years since the Civil Rights Movement began. So we'll begin the annual march from the MediaCom Ice Park. Then about 10 a.m., people will meet at the Gilroy's Theater on 325 Park Central. And there'll be a event co-sponsored by the Springfield NAACP, and that will feature some guest speakers and city officials, some music, and some awards to people who have been instrumental in the community. I think if you ask any civil rights leader or educator, the key would be that everyone has a human right to the best life possible, to the American dream, the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness that has been, for many, such a far-fetched reality. But yet, at the same time, it's something that we all strive to achieve. And I think each year we need to remember that the dream can be real and that we still do live in the land of opportunity. It's just a matter of how we go about seeking and searching for the opportunity that makes the difference. And more importantly, how we do those things together so that when the opportunity presents itself, everybody gets equitable share of the pie.
Coopwood says he sees Martin Luther King Day not just as a day to celebrate, but as a time to reflect on the way we and our community treat people who are different.
We miss the process it takes for change, the mental process. So in other words, the way we are educated about the dream is more so as a annual traditional celebration as opposed to an annual gut check to see if you really have changed from one year to the next. Are you behaving in a way that says that this time you are truly an advocate for change? And this time you have really engaged in a different set of behaviors and patterns of thinking that make you an ally to somebody who's different from you. So I think we miss that all the time, and we miss that by simply focusing on King and what he did as an individual. And that's not what the celebration of the King holiday is about. It's about what have you done to make the dream real, and how invested are you as a member of your community?
Dr. Ken Coopwood is Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion at Missouri State University. And I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.